The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. He pulled out a surprise win last week in Michigan, and now the latest CBS Battleground Tracker poll shows that Bernie Sanders is running neck and neck with Hillary Clinton in her home state of Illinois. His relentless trashing of trade deals has apparently struck a nerve.
Not only did I vote against every one of these disastrous trade agreements, I helped lead the opposition to them.
More after this from Charlie. Bernie Sanders has been opposing trade deals for a long time. When the latest deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was being debated last year, he gave long speeches that were covered by no one except C-SPAN. But now, they are required viewing, and for one Illinois native in particular.
I will stop dead in its tracks any trade deal that hurts America.
Will stop. Note the use of the future tense. Hillary Clinton supported trade deals like NAFTA and supported the current Trans-Pacific Partnership when she was Secretary of State. But now, not only is she against that deal, on MSNBC, she went so far as to question President Obama for not being tougher on China.
You know, I wish the Obama administration right now would crack down on China's dumping of steel into our market.
Secretary Clinton is far ahead in the delegate count, but if she loses to Sanders in Illinois tonight, the man once dismissed as a fringe candidate starts to look more and more in touch with what Democratic voters want. However, CBS's Bob Schieffer says insurgents in both parties should be careful what they wish for.
When Republicans split over civil rights in 64 and nominated Barry Goldwater, they went down to a historic landslide defeat. When Democrats kicked out party regulars and nominated George McGovern in 72, he lost every state but Massachusetts.
Although if both anti-establishment candidates get nominated, well then, welcome to the Twilight Zone. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.